The reader should understand that those who have raised these objections have either been misled or they wish to mislead others. The fact is that no one can cite a single word from any of my announcements published before the child's birth in August 1887 and which have been cited by Lekh Ram of Peshawar in support of his own assertion, in which I claimed that this particular boy who is now deceased would be the promised reformer and blessed with a long life. On the other hand, I clearly stated in my announcements of 8th April 1886 and in that of 7th August 1887, which was issued on the day of Bashir's birth with reference to the former announcement, that divine revelation had not yet disclosed to me whether this particular boy was the promised reformer who was to be blessed with a long life, or whether he would be born afterwards. I am amazed that though Lekh Ram was driven by his prejudice to raise objections on the basis of these announcements and made characteristic use of foul and abusive language in doing so, he did not bother even to read the announcements carefully, which would have saved him the embarrassment of this hasty action. It is unfortunate that the pundits who sermonize in bazaars and preach that shunning falsehood and adopting the truth are the principles of the Arya faith do nothing to stop these habitual liars from uttering such falsehood. It is indeed unfortunate that these principles are always preached but never practiced. The long and short of it is that the above-mentioned statements of 8th April 1886 and 7th August 1887 are completely silent on what qualities the child would possess. They both testify that the matter was still unclear in the light of divine revelation. The Promised Messiah has given a footnote here. The announcement of 8th April 1886 was as follows, quote, "A boy will be born very soon, within the 9-month period of a pregnancy, and no longer than that. It has, however, not been made clear to me whether this is the promised boy, or whether he will be born later within the stipulated 9-year period." End quote. See the announcement of 8th April 1886, printed at Chashma-e-Faid Qadri Press, Batala. The text of the announcement of 7th August 1887 is as follows. Quote, "Readers, I give you the good news that the boy whose birth I had prophesied in the announcement of 8th April 1886 came into this world on 16th Zilqaid or 7th of August." End quote. See the announcement of 7th August 1887 printed at Victoria Press, Lahore. Now, is there even a hint in any of these, any of the three announcements, which Lekh Ram of Peshawar has so eagerly quoted, that the deceased boy would be the promised reformer and blessed with a long life? Think and reflect. And now I return to the main text. It is true that in my announcement of 20th February 1886, the above-mentioned qualities were attributed to a future child, in general terms and without being very specific. But nowhere did I write that these qualities applied to the particular boy who would be born on 7th August 1887. In fact, the announcement does not even specify the time or date of the child's birth. It is therefore the height of obstinacy and dishonesty to say that the announcements specified the deceased child as the bearer of these qualities. I have all those announcements in my possession, and I believe most of my readers have them also. If they can read them again, they will be able to better judge for themselves.